The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
There's a dispute brewing between the state government and WA's teachers, and it's not over COVID. The issue is wages. Joining me now is the State School Teachers Union WA President, Pat Byrne. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Ben. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, what's behind this campaign that's been launched today?
Well, 4 years of a wages cap of $1,000, I think, is what's behind it. Teachers reluctantly accepted, I think, along all other public sector workers in Western Australia, that there was a need for that 4 years ago. Now, of course, the government has flagged that they intend to continue that policy for another 2 years. What we're saying is that long-term suppression of wages has consequences beyond the immediate issue of pay. And in teaching, we're seeing that in the terms of teacher shortages, which are arising. We have acute problems in regional areas and in specific secondary subject areas. The other part of that is that there's been a significant reduction in the number of entrants going into teaching. So 60% fall last year in the number of people going into postgraduate teaching qualifications for secondary teaching. This is going to have a major long-term impact on the profession.
And so what sort of wage increase are teachers fighting for?
Well, at the moment we have a ballot out to our members seeking approval for our log of claims, and we have put in there a 4% pay rise. We believe that given 4 years of percentage pay rises between 1% and 0.5% for our members, that 4% is not unreasonable in the circumstances.
And so when it comes to convincing politicians to do anything, having the public on your side is pretty important. So do you think the general public will be supportive of a wage increase? Obviously, we know the mining sector is doing well, but there's plenty of other sectors not doing so well, such as the health system at the moment. Do you think the people of WA will be behind teachers in their push to get more money?
Well, I would hope so, because of the consequences across the board. I understand completely what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. The health sector is in desperate need, as is the whole public sector, because we've all been subjected to this $1,000 policy. The consequences, though, of continuing with that is that the policy itself actually contributes to the skills shortages across the board, which is something that the government is desperate to address. And it seems to me that the longer-term view has to be about attraction and retention and not just consideration of the immediate percentage figure.
And in, I guess, starting the negotiations with the government over potential pay rise, are you going to point out the fact that teachers were considered really essential workers during COVID lockdown? They're the ones who still had to rock up and keep the kids in the schools?
Absolutely, as were most public sector workers. People feel like they bore the brunt over that period and will likely be expected to continue to bear the brunt. So in that context, our request, we believe, is perfectly reasonable. We need a longer-term view that understands the consequences of not providing proper wage increases. Until public sector workers get proper wage increases, it's unlikely that some workers in the private sector will get wages, because there is there's a connection between the two.
And so if less teachers are going through uni, so downstream there's going to be less teachers in the system, you talk about a skills shortage, do you think there'll be an impact on the education that we're giving West Aussie kids a few years from now?
There's no question that there'll be an effect, and that will be through larger class sizes. It will be, in the secondary context, not adequately trained teachers for particular subject areas, and that's going to mean ad hoc arrangements needing to be put in place to deal with that situation. That's not good for any of us.
And so what happens now? You've put a note out to your members to ask them what they think. Where do the negotiations go from here? It's early days, obviously, but can you see it escalating if the state government don't come to the party?
Well, it's always possible that that's the case. we would hope that the state government understands the argument and makes those links across the board. There are teacher shortages across Australia. It is not unreasonable to assume that Western Australian teachers will go to the east for work if, in fact, they don't get any satisfaction through this process. Now, we start bargaining in September. We may or may not be finished by the beginning of next year. It's a long time still, but we'd be hoping that we can persuade the government of the importance of our argument.
Well, let's talk very quickly about what is happening around Australia. We know there's COVID outbreaks happening pretty much everywhere except for here in Western Australia. And we heard last week that principals were being urged to get ready for remote learning should the COVID outbreak we're seeing around the nation creep across the WA border. What are you hearing from teachers? Are they confident and prepared in that scenario?
Well, I think what schools were being asked to do was to make sure that there was a plan in place. I think the department is assuring itself in that process that schools are ready to move to online learning if the case arises.
State School Teachers Union WA President Pat Byrne, thanks for your time. We'll be watching this unfold very closely over the coming months because we know what a great job our teachers do.
Thanks, Ben.